Surely you've heard by now, Beyonce's gone country.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey.
So lay our cards down, 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 down. So
with Texas Hold 'em, Beyonce became the latest pop star to turn to country. NPR's Eddie Peralta says this kind of genre jumping is also a cross-border phenomenon, with musicians far and wide actually turning to Mexico's regional music for inspiration.
For around two decades, Mexican country music was out in the wilderness. The dembow of reggaeton had taken over the world, and it had essentially made Mexico, its guitars, its accordions, and violins, irrelevant. But a few years ago, some of the biggest hip-hop acts started experimenting with Mexican sounds.
Es que no sabes cuánto duele el amor.
Snoop Dogg teamed up with Banda MS, the biggest big band of Mexico, for a lovelorn ballad punctuated by his signature rhymes.
Ven aquí, ay mami.
More recently, and for the first time ever, regional Mexican reached the top of the pop charts in the U.S., and Bad Bunny, the man who is arguably the biggest pop star in the world, traded in his baseball cap for a cowboy hat. And in her latest release, the Colombian artist Karol G included an unapologetic Texas cumbia in her reggaeton album. All of this feels surprising, but it's not really. Mexican culture has always been central to the Americas. Anyone who speaks Spanish grew up watching Mexican soap operas, and every birthday we sang Las Mañanitas. Every funeral we played Amor Eterno. Even country music, especially the one that comes from the American Southwest, has always been influenced by Mexican corridos.
I left out of Tucson with no destination in mind.
There's a whole genre of country music about escaping to Mexico. Everyone from Tim McGraw to Carrie Underwood to Merle Haggard have a song about Mexico. Oftentimes, it's about running from the law, but it almost always involves finding love across the border. Merle Haggard used to talk about how Mexican music was in his veins, and you can hear it in the swing of his country music, in the wail of the violins.
But she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know.
For a long time, and a lot like American country music, Mexican regional strayed from its roots. The bands grew larger, the sound slicker. But over the past few years, a younger generation has suddenly embraced the basics. They've rediscovered the requinto, the deft finger-picking that old Mexican musicians used to turn into raw melancholy. And the world felt it. The music of Peso Pluma was suddenly streamed as much as the music of Taylor Swift.
Cuando por las noches recordaba todo, el olor de aquel perfume sobre todo, las sábanas blancas donde te escondías dentro.
The writer, Octavio Paz, argued that no one does sadness better than the Mexicans. A whole country orphaned by the state, perhaps even the cosmos, he argues, finds solace in booze, death, and music. Sure, it's a simplistic argument, but I can't help think that Octavio Paz is explaining this very moment.
Perdón, es que no sé la razón y metí el corazón en donde no debía.
This world we're living in is a mess. War, famine, climate change, and few easy answers. At the same time, Mexican music is in the middle of a renaissance.
¿Por qué no tengo corazón así? Así como el que te dieron a ti.
It's a genre coming to terms with the cartel violence ripping Mexico apart. It's a genre looking inward, seeking answers, dealing with the loss of love, or the impotence of being sensitive in a cruel world.
Como tú, sin sentimientos, que no me duele
I wish I was like you, without feelings, Yaritza y su esencia sing, that my soul wouldn't ache when you lied to me. In her song, Beyoncé heads to that country dive bar trying to find some sincerity. In those old country songs, the gringos came to Mexico to find refuge. I think the same is happening today. The world is trying to understand its pain, and nothing can explain that better than Mexican music. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.